Amen. Let's welcome Steve Chavez. He and Carol are our mission directors here at Calvary Chapel.
Good morning. Wasn't that a great song that we just sang? You are good, and you never change your ways, God. That you're faithful. You never leave our side. What a God we have to serve. Amen. Well, here we are again on a Mission Sunday. Just seems like we did this just the other day. Time flies when you are really doing what you enjoy doing and serving God. So, for those of you that don't know, my name is Steve Chavez, and my wife, Carol, and I have been taking teams into Mexico since 2010. Today, we want to honor God and all the work that he's accomplished through these years. We will show some videos and some pictures and some of the work that's been done in 2018. But we really want to honor and thank you for the support that you've given us in doing this work in Mexico. Calvary Chapel, you have been the work in Mexico, and we have just been the messengers taking the message to them for you. For that, we are truly grateful. We've been working in the area of Reynosa, building houses, and we've been supporting the orphanage in Camargo, Mexico. God has given us the privilege to work with and be a part of some wonderful teams on those trips. It is really a joy just to be able to work with the people that go down on those trips and be a part of that. We've seen some people there in the area go from living in plywood and tin shacks to really living in some pretty nice homes compared to what they were in. We've also had the privilege of working with Pastor Luna and his wife, Teresa, at the orphanage in Camargo. They started the orphanage about 13 years ago, and they are now caring for 17 children. We've been working with them for the past 3 years and have made 8 trips to the orphanage in the last 3 years. None of this would have been possible without God's plan and God's leading. And it's just amazing to see how he's blessed us with your faithfulness and your generosity, support from Calvary Chapel. Without you obeying and giving to God's work through the years, we would not have been able to build and furnish 16 houses. And we've made 8 trips to the orphanage because of your generosity. Sometimes we come up and we ask for a set of dishes. Before we know it, I have 3 sets of dishes in the back of my truck. We've asked for socks, backpacks, shoes, stuff like that. And we always get more than we need. And it's because you always, here at Calvary Chapel, have stepped up on the need and provided everything we need. So now, we're going to go ahead and get started, and I would like to share a few pictures and just a little bit of what God has done in the last year in 2018 through you all, really. Okay. In February of 2018, we were introduced to a new orphanage in Nuevo Progreso, which is about 30 miles east of Reynosa. It's a new facility, but you can see it's in really nice shape. It's brand new. They've been working on it for 3 to 4 years, and they opened it up last year for kids, which 5 kids have gone through there, and they're currently caring for 2 kids. It's a very nice new place. The walls are all painted. It's very clean. Everything works in that orphanage, which is really nice. We're not really used to that. You flick a switch, the light comes on. You turn the water, and water comes out. Flush the toilet flushes. It's really, really important. but it's really nice. We were introduced to this couple that started it. His name is Rudy and Anna Gorena. They're the owners, and they opened it up they started working on it about 4 years ago and opened it up last year. Right now, they care for 2 brothers, 2 siblings, And these are those guys right there. They're nice, happy, smile faces. The older one is Daniel, and the younger one is Jose. They're siblings, and they've come a long way in the last year. When we first got there last February, they are very reserved, very shy. And last trip we took, they like to talk. One of the things that we are really praying for is that they would maybe get more kids. The facility is built for 7 kids, and right now they have 2. But as they grow, we would like to be a part of that work and be able to support them even more. Last February, we went in and saw some needs that they had. One of the ceilings still needed to be finished in one of the bedrooms and in the hallway. And we were able to take a team down and finish it off. We put sheetrock, bedded, and taped the area. And the last trip we made down there, it was all painted, trim was up, everything was finished. It looks really nice. It's really nice to be able to work in a place that works. Like I said, we're hopeful that they'll get more kids and that we can be a greater support to them. So we've been able to go into Nuevo Progreso and try to help out in that area, in this new orphanage. And we're also able to go into Reynosa and build house number 15 and number 16, which, thanks to your generosity, we were able to do that. So right now we're going to take just a few minutes and show a short little video on some of the work that we've been doing there.
"42% of Mexico's total population lives below poverty level. In Reynosa, Mexico, families are in extreme poverty. Many people live in dirt floor shacks along the canal of the outskirts of Reynosa. Love Never Fails International saw a need for safe homes in Reynosa, and in December 2013 began to send teams of 20 to 25 people to build houses for families living in poverty.
Every time there's a mission trip that I can go, I don't know if it's prayer, if it's money, if it's time, but if it's love that the Lord gave me to take down there, but I'm in. We had the opportunity to go to the Colonias and help building a house for Manuel and his family. And the first person I met there was this little girl, Jolie. She recently lost her mom. And the testimony I received from the locals is that she died in a car accident, was very sad, and that she didn't really open up to people often because she was really sad and impacted by that. So when I saw her, she told me this sad story about the, the shooting, the constant shooting around the house. And she knew about how to get down, to the ground because the bullets were coming. And I just told her, I'm so sorry, sweetheart, you need to pass through all that stuff. But when that comes, you can sing in your heart and in your head, you start singing to the Lord Jesus. So what we started doing that day is we started singing. I just started singing, and I think I sang the whole day. And everybody who was building the house there had the opportunity to, to hear. And I didn't know about anything else that was happening around. We were just singing. I just wanted to love on her and give her songs that she could remember when those sad moments came to her life. So that's the kind of impact that missions had on me. And I'm really thankful to the Lord that I get to bless other people, be blessed.
When we think about missions and we think about how we can impact people, it's, showing, first and foremost, showing the love of Jesus to those people. That's what they need. I mean, they need to know that we love them and that Jesus loves them and that we're just like letting Jesus' love flow through us to those people. And that's what we want to do. And I know that's what Love Never Fails International is all about.
The houses are 12 by 24 with a porch, loft, and tin roof. Families receive pots, pans, dishes, tables, beds, blankets, towels, toys, and food for their new homes donated by the church congregation. The people are overwhelmed with gifts that they would never be able to buy on their own.
Agradecerles, ¿verdad? Y pues este, que pues, a ustedes, ¿verdad? Y que les multiplique porque es un regalo muy, muy hermoso, ¿verdad? De parte de Dios.
Teams also organize outreaches that touch over 500 people in the community, which feed, clothe, and minister the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every new house is dedicated to the Lord, and the gospel is shared with each family. Not only are they impacted by having a roof over their head, but they are transformed by the love they receive from Love Never Fails International.
We cannot change the life of everybody in the colonies. The church cannot build a house for every one of them, but for that one family, for that one girl that we can talk and sing with them, for that gentleman who just lost his wife and he can now offer a house to his kids, I'm sure that is eternal compensation right there. Is something that we can change.
Thank you for your support.
So, last year, we were able to go in and build this house for Manuel and his three kids. That right there is Manuel, his three kids, two sons and a daughter. That little girl is the one Virginia was talking about. You remember last year, we talked about how his wife had been in a tragic car accident and had drowned in a canal. And so they lost their mother. So he, working a night shift, has had to move in with his sister, that's his sister right there, Gloria. And they were living, it's hard to tell, but in that background, they were living in that little shack right there. Now, Gloria also has five kids of her own. And they're not little like these kids. They're bigger kids, as we'll see in a few slides here. But it was pretty cramped. But he needed the help to be able to get to work and provide for his family. So they were able to move in together. So we were able to build that house for them. This is her family and the five kids that she has. And these are not diaper kids. These are bigger kids that need a lot more help and space. So we were able to go in later that year and build this house for them. And the other house you couldn't really tell, but there's in the back you can tell that we've added a 10 by 10 kitchen area for them to have a little bit more space for them to prepare their meals and stuff. So now they're at least not in the shack anymore, and they have much more room for each other. You can see the window up there on the top where they have space for some of the kids that they can sleep up there on the top. So if you see this next picture, you can see how they were built together. That's Manuel's and that's Gloria's house. So they're real close together, and they're able to help each other out. Just make their lives a little bit better. Some of the things that are donated seem insignificant, but they really make a big difference. That swing set right there was donated for the kids. You couldn't take them off of it once they got on it. It took us three tries, I think, to get it together, but we finally got it together. That was hard to put together. Let's see. So, we were able to, once the house was built, this is the house that was built for Gloria. We took those swings down to them and were able to dedicate to the house to the Lord. And we always tried to spend some time praying for them, dedicating their families and the house that they would be used for God's glory and for just to spread God's love to other people, not just them. And there was also a piñata that was donated, and right after we did the dedication, you can see those kids, there was candy flying everywhere. So it was really a joy to just see the smiles on their faces. So we saw a little bit about Nuevo Progreso, and now we've seen a little bit about the houses that we built in Reynosa. So now we'd like to take a little bit of time to show you a short video on the work that we've been doing in the orphanage in Camargo.
In 2015, an orphanage in Camargo, Mexico, housing 17 children from ages 4 to 18, was on the brink of closing its doors. With the violence of Mexico rising, groups who offered assistance were unable to help the orphanage. Supplies were running out. That's when Love Never Fails International stepped in, sending donated supplies such as canned foods, toiletries, clothing, shoes, backpacks, and school supplies for the kids. Love Never Fails International has sent teams of 20 to 25 volunteers three times or more a year.
We want to come alongside him, you know, to demonstrate the Love Never Fails scripture, you know, with bonding with them, not only fixing up their structure, not only building a pig pen or a chicken coop or planting a garden. We want to plant something in the children. So when we're there, the priority is for us to make sure that we are paying attention to them, speaking to them, playing with them, loving on them. And that's worked. Every time we go back, they are more our children than, you know, our, you know, than what we think. You know, we go there with the concept of blessing them, yet we leave that place so blessed. Because we see the growth. We see where one child was maybe shy at the beginning, the first two or three trips. And the next time you see her, you know, she's jumping or he's jumping, you know, the minute he sees the vans drive up to Casa Hogar and ready to greet us. And then when we're leaving, they can't let go of us. And the same thing goes for us. We can't let go of them.
I grew up knowing missionaries because my dad was a pastor, so I was familiar with short-term trips coming down. And I remember the impact that these people coming from outside had on my heart. I remember when I was 7 years old, and I still remember this guy, his name was Jim. And I will not forget that they love on me and my family. And the way that impacted my heart, I was looking forward every time, and I knew that they were coming down. I really was expecting and joyful, and I didn't care a whole lot of things that they brought, but I wanted to be with them and receive all the love that they have for me. It really seems like they care for me, for my family, and for our community. So to me, it's really incredible that the Lord gave me the opportunity now to be on the other side.
They began to build sustainable supply sources such as chicken houses, pig pens, fruit trees, and gardens. Teams also implemented electrical and plumbing improvements to make living conditions better for the children and those who care for them. The Love International teams also spend time with the children, playing games, working on crafts, sharing Bible lessons, and building lasting relationships. As they have grown, the children see the team's love for them and see Love Never Fails International as their forever family. Thank you for your support.
All right, so now we've talked a little bit about the orphanage in Nuevo Progreso, where everything works. They have two kids. It's a brand new facility. You turn on the light comes on, water comes out, everything. Now I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the orphanage in Camargo, where when you turn the light switch, a lot of times the light doesn't come on. And when you turn the water on, a lot of times the water doesn't come out. So there's a place that could really use our help. Oh. So anyway, this is the front side of the orphanage when you go in. There's really a lot of space. They could house a whole lot more kids if they had the support. But right now they're housing 17 kids. And you can see how they need some help. Pastor Luna and Teresa, some of you will remember, were here last year, and they gave us a report on some of the things that they had been doing. They've gotten 3 new kids, and they have one little girl that's just 4 years old now. And the other girls are treating her like a little doll. They won't put her down. She never gets to walk anymore. They just hold her all the time. She's a really sweet little girl. We were there just a few weeks ago, and just neat to see how they adapt. Pastor Bill even got a big kiss on the cheek, so that was good. One of the things that we went down, this is Pastor Luna and his wife Teresa that are running the place. And, you know, just to maybe some of you that maybe haven't heard the story, that when we first went in there, they said that they felt like they were on life support, on oxygen, and that their oxygen tank was about to run out. And they said that when we came in, that it felt like we had filled their oxygen tank and they didn't need it anymore. So it was, that was, Pastor Luna has a lot of good stories to listen to. One of the boys, last year when we were in there, he had started a garden, and he had done a great job. He did it by himself. Things were growing and stuff, but we were thinking, well, how could we encourage him, and how could we help him out, and how could we instill that, help him with that vision that he had? So we went in there, and we got a rototiller and rototilled the land there and built a fence and put a little bit of fertilizer in it and built the fence there so the pigs wouldn't get into it and the chickens would stay out, and planted. We planted different things just to show. On this trip, we went in there with a lesson. We always try to go in with a lesson and then a craft or something that they can work on to enforce that lesson. Now, on this trip, we went in to show how what you sow, you'll also reap. And if you plant corn seeds, lo and behold, you grow, get corn, right? But also, if you plant righteousness in your life, you'll reap righteousness. But if you plant things that are not so good, you'll reap those too. So we were trying to explain that to the kids and show that to them. So the next time we went out there, the garden had really blossomed. And where we planted lettuce grew. And where we planted cucumbers and squash, that grew. And we also confronted them about the things, the lessons that we had taught them. And we had taught them that consistent time in the Word every day and reading, having journals and writing in their journals and stuff. And some of that hadn't really grown as well as the garden did. So some of their journals were empty. They hadn't written anything. So we went back in and we just encouraged them as much as possible to spend time with God's Word every day. We also took them some fruit trees, got the kids involved in planting them. Those are lemon, limes, and mandarin trees. We also went a few months later and built this porch where they can spend some time underneath the porch without roasting. In the hot summer months, it's really hot in the kitchen where they're cooking because they don't have any air conditioning. But they can come out and do some cooking here. We also took them a grill that they could cook on so they could cook out here and at least feel the breeze going through. So they were very thankful and appreciative for that. We also, one of the other things we've done is we help them to dig a well and to have water when they have problems. You know, a lot of you may remember, a lot of you older people may remember, the younger people don't remember, but the older ones, when we used to be at our homes and the lights would go out, right? And we didn't have no lights, and sometimes we didn't have water and stuff. Well, they still go through that. fairly often. And we've been able to provide this pump where now if the water goes out, they have still have water for washing clothes and showers and dishes and stuff. And it even a blessing to where they can even bless the neighbors with water when that water goes out. We're able to paint the front of this their dining area and their kitchen area. And we were able to replace some of the doors in the bathrooms and the stalls and repaint the kitchen area. This kitchen area used to be white, but when you have 17 kids and they're all running around, the white's not so white after a while. So we changed the color to gray, and hopefully this will hold up a little bit better. We're also needing to go back in and put some more cabinets on the other side and stuff. But it is getting better. If you remember also in, I think it was September, we had a backpack and a sock drive in the church, and you guys stepped right up and provided more than they can use, because those 17 kids go through socks pretty fast. The backpacks we did receive a ton of them, but Pastor Luna did say that they go through backpacks pretty fast with all the books and stuff that they have to carry. So that's very great, good. We also, well, that's them with it. We're also able to build the pig pen and provide them with some pigs, and with just the leftovers that they have and stuff, they were able to raise these pigs. When we bought them, they were tiny little pigs. And Kendall was able to get to know them really well. At least the male, anyway. But we were able to provide them with a freezer last year, too. In December, we were able to go down there and fill that freezer full of pork meat. The good news is they have two nice little new pigs ready for next December. If you remember last year also, we had an angel tree that had a lot of different items that we were wanting to take down to the orphans, and you guys stepped up again and just bought all the things that we needed. We were looking for pajamas and backpacks and duffel bags and bedspreads, and one of the ladies even in the church had made special pillows for each kid. Each kid got their own pillow. There was also another church group that has a quilting group, and they heard about the need there, and they quilted a special quilt for each kid. They even made one, a queen-size bed, one for Pastor Luna and his wife. Here, the bedspreads are set up on their beds. You can see the quilts there folded on the end and the pillows up on the pillow area there. This guy right here is living the life, man. He enjoyed it. So this is a picture of the kids that are at the orphanage. This is a trip that we took just a few weeks ago. And you can see, I back up just a little bit. On our last trip, we partnered up with the kids. We had more team members than there was kids, and we partnered up one-on-one with the kids, and we decided that we would send them cards the month that follows so we could encourage them to spend time in the Word and spend time writing in their journals and getting to know God and just sowing good things in their lives and seeing how God will bless them, and they'll reap good things. And you can see that in our last trip, we delivered those cards. And they opened him up, and they grabbed him, and they wouldn't let him go. They were very thankful that we were able to give that to them. There's a kind of a special guy there in the back by that door there. We were driving through the Colonias and the Nopaletas, and the road, it had just rained, and the road was pretty slick, pretty muddy. It was that clay, caliche stuff, and car would slide back and forth. It was kind of like a dirt track driver that was just racing through there, you know. And I was thinking, man, we should have had a video of this, but we were hanging on for dear life, so it was hard to run the camera. So, so I'm going to do a little bit of reading here. And I didn't do so good the first service. So this service, I got some very wise counsel from my wife. She said, just think of a rock. So let's see how that goes. I'm going to think of a rock. So our last trip for Christmas, so we had partnered up with the kids, and we had determined that we were going to send them these personal letters, and the letters to encourage them to read their Bibles and to pray. We would tell them that we were going to pray for them, and just wanting to know that we were encouraging them, we wanted them to succeed. You can see how they just wouldn't let them go. But along with that, Jeff also wrote them a note with some scriptures to encourage them, and Pastor Luna and his wife, and just to continue the work and just to be encouraged that God is with them. There were some very special notes and some promises from God, God's word to encourage the kids. He wrote one to each one of the kids and to Pastor Luna and his wife, and even the staff, and they were written specifically for them. When Pastor Luna read out loud to the children, the kids were very surprised. After the letter was read, one after the other went up to Pastor Luna's wife, Teresa, and said, how did they know exactly what we needed? Where's that rock? It was like the Holy Spirit had spoken directly to each one of them, to each one of their hearts. Later that evening, after we left, we received a phone call from Pastor Luna saying, just that he wanted to share with us directly, not with the kids all around, but just the impact that it made for those kids and their hearts, and how there was two kids that were really struggling there. They were being a little more rebellious, and one of the girls is just being real lonely and depressed, and he said that it just made a huge turnaround in their life that night, and that they were just very encouraged to keep going. And I just couldn't believe that what that had done for their lives. So God did an awesome thing in their hearts that day. And we were watching these kids mature as their relationships are growing, not only with each other and with us, but with the Lord. It is a blessing to see how God has opened the opportunity to minister not only to these kids, but also to the people in the Colonias that we're building houses for. Again, this would not be possible without your prayers and your support for sending us down and doing the work that you have for these kids. And I was wanting to have Jeff come up now and share a little bit about what we've been doing there, and just the impact that he's seen, the difference that he has seen as we've been going down on these trips.
Thank you, Steve Chavez. My name is Jeff Horde. Good morning. My wife Bobby and I over here have been part of Calvary Chapel for quite some time. Steve and Carol, it is my joy to work and serve alongside you and be a part of the missions team here at Calvary Chapel. 1 Corinthians 13:13, and now abide faith, hope, and love. These three. But the greatest of these is love. And the missions team gets to operate and walk in these things as we go and serve our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ each time that we go. I want to talk about three different groups of people as it relates to our missions team. The first group of people is Calvary Chapel and the teams that go. It's a different team every time that goes on a mission trip. This is a test. How many homes have we built? Oh, good. You pass. 16 homes. We've been down there 16 different times. Have we ever had the very same team? Never. It's been a different group of people every time. But it's fascinating how God orchestrates the right people at the right place at the right time to do the right things for the glory of his holy name. So it's just amazing to see. And these trips, they're fun and they're work. They're long days. We meet at Stephen Carroll's house at 6 a.m. 20 of us, see the white vans out here? 10 or 11 or 12 hop in a van and stay in the van for 10 hours. That's fun. You get to know your neighbor there, don't you? Right? And then Jeff will ask you, well, what's the Lord doing in your life today? So we get to talk about things and get to know each other, but it's a 10-hour drive. And you could get the short straw, too. Which one is Jeff going to go in? I hope he's not in this van. Let's fill up this van so he doesn't go in there. You could get the shorter straw and you can get in the same bench that Jeff's sitting in. That'll be even more fun. So anyways, we have a good time on the drive down there and then serving. And it's all about others. It's all about serving. On these mission trips, it's not about me. It's about you. It's about others. It's about pouring out. It's not about pouring in. It's about pouring out. Whether it's through words or works, it's about giving and serving the others. And I will say to Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, that that's the missions team at Calvary Chapel. Each and every one of them. We all have our giftings, and the Lord orchestrates each one in that place. It's just fascinating to see. So there's no task that is too small, nor is there any task that is too great or too big for our missions team. We just grab the bull by the horns, and we just go and do. It's amazing to see. I mean, there's not really a plan. So first, it's the missions team. That's the first group. The second group is the group of the people, the residents of the colonias, where the people have nothing. I mean, you saw some of the homes and the conditions that they live in. These people have nothing. And so how many homes have we built? 16. We built 16 homes. When we first went down there, we were told, well, we'll never see you again. I mean, that's kind of the pattern that they see is groups come in, they build a home, and they go on their happy way, and they never come back again. But that's the faithfulness of our God and the faithfulness of our church through Pastor Bill's leadership and Stephen Carroll's leadership. We faithfully return and we go back. And now the people, they know us. We've made an impact on the community through our people, but also through the people that live there. We've had outreaches where we've fed 500 to 800 people. We couldn't really count, but at one point we fed 800 people with a community outreach. Feeding and worship and praise and teaching and ministering God's word, God's hope, God's life for them. And then the people of the colonias, again, they have nothing. But what we do, they want to give back. So out of their lack, they give to us. I mean, there's a group. I mean, how many of you would like to feed 20 people tonight in your home? Here's a group of 20 people, and they're preparing a dinner for us. And again, they have nothing. And they want to serve and give unto us. And then they serve you this stuff that's on a plate, and you look at it and you go, I don't know what that is, but I think I'll eat it just so I don't offend them. So, Lord, bless his food and bless your name. So, but they want to give. And then there's three young boys that every time we go to build a home, they come and they work alongside us. They're 8, 10, and 11 years old. They're less than 12 years old. And we're working on a 12, it's like we're working the whole day. It's like 10, 12 hours, and, you know, we're working constantly. These kids are right up there with us, building a home for somebody else. To me, that blesses my heart more than you would know. And these young boys work so much harder than some of the people I work with every day, if you know what I mean. And they're not getting paid anything. They're doing it out of service, out of gratitude, out of love. And so we see an impact on the people's lives there that they want to give out of their lack. They want to serve. They want to do. They're caring for other people. And the third group of people I want to talk about is the people of the orphanage at Casa Hogar Camargo, the 17 children that we saw. The three are new to the home just a couple weeks ago. But we've faithfully been going down to the home. And again, the first time we would go there, the children were reserved and withdrawn. And, you know, they're orphans. They don't know. They're insecure. So they kept their distance. But we don't keep ours. If you're Jeff, you kind of get in their face and kind of break their comfort zone, right? And you just go up and just bust their little bubble. But time and time again, we kept coming back. We're coming back. And like Sarah said on the video, that, you know, now they see us coming, they come running out to us. Parts of the team, you know, I call out Veronica as one of the, we have people that speak Spanish-speaking and those that aren't. I don't speak Spanish. You know, my Espanol is mucho poquito. Does that explain it to you? But those that are, it's easier if you're bilingual. And so she's bilingual, and she has the young women. They just flock to her. I call her the magnet because she's got the love of Christ. And the girls, they all know that, but the girls especially, they're just on her the whole time. And that's the thing about love, doesn't need interpretation, does it? The language of love is universal. And so we go down there as a team to demonstrate God's love in a practical way through works of service, ministry of laying on of hands, and for those of you that don't know, we even laid hands on those pigs, didn't we? And put them in the freezer later. But, you know, there's all kinds of opportunities for ministry in the physical and the natural and ministry in the spiritual. And this last time going down there, we had that opportunity to partner up or pair up a mission team member with one of the kids. And then when we opened up, when they gave them the gifts, then there's a mission team member right alongside that one. We're having a one-on-one connection, connecting relationally and then also connecting spiritually. So there's some really good things happening there. We're building relationships and we're raising them up to see the things that God has for them individually and for the future. And so abide these things, faith, hope, and love. The mission team stepping out in faith. Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, stepping out in faith by providing. Again, with your generosity and giving, we're able to go and do these things. But we step out in faith, sometimes into the unknown. If you haven't been on a mission trip, what are you waiting for? Let's go. Step out in faith. Two, we have that opportunity to offer hope. Whether we're building a home or connecting with a child, we offer hope, and it's the only hope that the Lord Jesus Christ can give them through his love and through the power of his word. And then also, we get to walk and demonstrate the power of God's love in the things that we do. Thank you, and God bless you.
You know, there's some benefits to leading this group. I get to drive, so I never draw the short stick. I don't have to sit with him. No, he is a huge blessing on every trip that we've gone. He makes a huge difference. So last September, I remember sharing with the team that I had read somewhere a story of a guy who had taken a long journey far from home, feeling kind of lonely. But he took comfort in knowing that he was going to spend some time with friends of a friend, people that he didn't even know, he had never met. They welcomed him in, and immediately he felt a sense of peace. He felt at home, comfortable, safe, valued, and not so lonely anymore. Later, wondering why he felt such a sense of peace in an unfamiliar place, he found the answer in 2 Corinthians. The Apostle Paul describes people who follow God as having a pleasing aroma of Christ. And that's exactly it, he said to himself. His host had smelled like Christ. In 2 Corinthians 2:14, in the Amplified, It says, but thanks be to God who in Christ always leads us in triumph as trophies of Christ's victory, as through us spreading and making evident the fragrant aroma, the fragrance of the knowledge of God everywhere. So when we show up in Mexico, we want to be that sweet-smelling fragrant to the kids and to the others that we see in Mexico. We want them to say, they smell like Christ. At the Camargo crossing there, it's really nice. On the other border crossings, you have to wait at least a half hour, sometimes 2 hours. You know, that's just part of the trip. Well, going through Camargo, it's really nice because maximum you wait 5, maybe 10 minutes. There's usually 2, 3 cars ahead of you, and you go right through, no problem. Well, some of you may have heard, in December, we had a 3.5-hour wait. That was something unusual. So one of our guys got out of the van and was talking to the people in the line, trying to figure out why the line was so long and why the wait was so big. And they would ask him, well, where are you guys from? And he would say, well, we're from Fort Worth in Texas. And they said, oh, are you the people that come to help the needy here? And this didn't happen just by one car. It was like 5 different cars that people said that to him. And he was totally amazed. So we were trying to find out why the line was so long, and they were like amazed that we were there. So we never did find out why the line was so long. But we did start to sense that maybe the teams that have been going have been a small, fragrant aroma to the people there in Mexico. You know that even here in Fort Worth, in Haltom City, we can be a shining light to the people here. Ephesians 2:10 says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works that God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And the Candy Cane Lane project that we're doing, we have 10 months to get involved and be a part of this great work that we're about to start here. And even to have a meeting after this service is just, I really encourage you, if you haven't signed up, just show up and be a part of it. Some of us can't go to Mexico. Some of us, there's just tons of reasons why we can't go, but there's really hard to think of a reason why you can't just go down the neighborhood there. So we can be a part of this great work that's about to take place. The whirlwind is coming, and we can be a part of it. So just one more thing that I would like to ask of you. Since you've been so supportive and so generous with all the other things, the physical things and all that, I have one last big request that I'd like to make of you as a church. And just being privileged to be a part of the church. I need you to dig deep. No, not in your pockets. You guys thought I wanted money, huh? No, I don't want money. But I want you to dig deep into your hearts, your souls, and your minds, and put us on your prayer list, Carol and I, for we're planning to spend the month of May in the valley there with people in Camargo, in Nuevo Progreso, and in Reynosa, and just to see if God has a leading for us to show us how we can be a part of that community and sharing God's love with those people there. And maybe in 2020, moving down there and being part of that permanently. So if you could put us on your prayer list, we would greatly appreciate it. I truly pray for God's richest blessing on all of you who have supported the work in Mexico. And remember, what you sow is what you reap.
You know, why not thank the Lord for Steve, Carol, all the mission workers, because they do such a great, great job. I am so thankful for Steve and Carol's leadership. It is a joy to watch them and see how God uses them. And what a great leadership team they are. Amen. And, you know, I want to thank all of you guys for all the wonderful support that you've given. You furnished every home. Let me say something about when you give. This is, of course, Love Never Fails Sunday. We're going to be taking up an offering in a minute. Make sure you lock the doors. Don't let anyone out. And, the thing is that I don't know if you know this, but did you know that 100% of what you give the third Sunday of each month, that's Love Never Fails Sunday, I know this is we postponed it until today, 100% goes to the work in Mexico. It doesn't supply gasoline for the vans to go to Mexico. Every penny goes to the children or to help in the orphanage and things like that. So you don't ever have to worry about, you know, it going in another direction, because it doesn't. And Calvary Chapel, we pay for the gas that goes down there. Amen? And all the other things that are needed. You know, and of course, I'm praying for those pigs. Listen, you know, I was so upset when I saw those little pigs. Steve and Carol and I, we flew down to Mexico February 8th and 9th and 10th. We were gone. I did a selfie with those pigs, you know. No, I did. I really did. So I'm just going to pray over them, you know. And if you've ever traveled with Steve and Carol, it's an amazing. It's like they have some kind of supernatural grace on them. Here we are, you know, we're in the airport and we're going through the line. They don't have to take off their shoes. They don't have to take off their belt. They don't have to do anything. They just, oh, come right on through. They get to me. Oh, man. I thought I was going to be a strip teaser. I mean, they were taking everything in the world off me. And then so I go through, I get out, put my shoes, everything back on. And I'm, you know, I'm getting all my, you know, the 2 cents I have back in my, you know what I'm talking about. And the guard goes, hey, you. Steve and Carol, they're over there waiting on me. I say, me? Come here. Turn around. I thought, what? I thought maybe there was a Quinn that's getting ready to be arrested. I turn around, raise my hands. He says, I'm going to check your collar. Man, he's putting his hands on my neck and going all around my collar. He says, okay, you can go on. Now, that was my experience the entire time. We stop at the border. What happened? They didn't bother Steve and Carol. Who are you? What's your name? Where are you from? I said, Fort Worth. Then they start talking to me about something else, and then they stop and go, where are you from? I said, Fort Worth. Why were you here? Where did you go? I said, we were at the orphanage. Get out of the car, please. I said, what? No, and before that, he tells me in Spanish to put the in the car and park. And I don't know why. I guess it was a supernatural interpretation, because I understood what he meant. I put my car in park, and he goes, let down the back window. And I'm starting to fumble with all the, because it's a rental car. I don't know where, I didn't even know the back window let down. Get out of the car, please. It's 37 degrees the entire time we're there, 13 hours on the road in stopping, and it's cold. And so we're all over there. They got the dogs. They got everything. That was my experience. Steve and Carol, they get, come over here. Y'all okay? We'll see the divine favor of God just rest upon them. Amen. It's Mission Sunday. This is a brand new year. What an incredible, supernatural time it has been with Love Never Fails International. We could go back and talk about all the incredible things that God has done. I mean, look what, 14 years stateside in the public schools working with at-risk children. Now Haltom Christian School is being birthed this year. We could go back, to Kenya, over 400 orphans, we were feeding and taking care of. And just amazing how that work came about, and how people from in other states contacted me, fly up to New Mexico, and how much money do you have to start this, and all the other things. And I said, well, I have $100,000 to do the work in Meru, Kenya, and so forth. And that guy, before I left, had written out a check for another $100,000. By the time I landed at the airport and got back, they had called, and they donated another $100,000. Isn't God good? See, he's furnished everything all the way. Even in 2008 when we did that work, or was it 2005? Remember about North Korea, there was an opening for the orphanage there and how we partnered with Dr. Rowe and they wouldn't let us go in. And so we remember what we did? We purchased $5,000 worth of brand new clothing from a clothing store that had gone out of business. And so they gave it all these clothes that was really, it was like buying $15,000 worth of clothes. All those huge bundles were shipped to 388 children to an underground Christian orphanage in North Korea. So all the wonderful things that God has used, and here we are, my goodness, look what we did at Casa Hogarmami, there with Sister Alma. You know that they gave us that orphanage, did you know that? And we gave it right back to them because we don't know anything about running orphanages, but we know how to support. We know how to be there to help. And then, I mean, nearly $1 million that we poured into that area, into Sister Elma, building that thing up. And look what God is doing now. Here we are. We're building homes. You guys have just give and you give. And people all over the country give. That's why it's in the charity. Do you follow me? That's why you online. I would love. Thank you for giving, helping the children at Casa Hogar there in Camargo, the 17 children. See, LNFI is all about children. And now, you know what? The Lord is putting us on, stretching our faith as he always does. He's on a new adventure. And you need to be praying about it like Steve was just sharing with us just a moment ago. You know, we do something with kids. We give them hope through Jesus Christ our Lord. We love them and maybe or hold them. You know, when you can see when we were at Camargo last weekend or whenever it was just recently, how those children love Steve and Carol. And I know they love all the mission workers, don't get me wrong, but Steve and Carol, they love them. You know, very seldom do I see Steve's eyes fill up with tears. When we were leaving, he was in tears. He didn't want to leave. He wanted to stay right there. Matter of fact, I had to say, it's getting dark. It's getting dark. You know, I know you're El Chavez. You know, the man who conquered, the man who conquered the cartel. I know, but listen, I'm a coward. And when it's dark, I want to cross the border. You know what I mean? You know, we were on the plane, and there we were. You know, they were across here. I was right here, and the stewardess goes, "I know I've seen you, not me, him, them." So looking right at Steve, and I said, "I'm not trying to be pushy, but did you star in movies?" And I leaned over and I said, "Have you seen the guy with the whip and the hat? What's his name?" She said, "Indiana Jones?" I said, "Have you seen his movies?" "All of them." I said, "Steve was not in any of them." But he did star in, he didn't star in Nacho Libre either. You know, the guy that says, "I hate orphans." No, that wasn't him either. But I said, "No, he was the star of the movie Caravan." She said, "I've never seen it." It's time to do more work in Camargo. We need to completely restore the place. No, it needs to be restored. If we touch something for God, we need to do it to the absolute best. Amen? We need to, where everything is working and the land is developed and the children are loved and they're housed in a good, wonderful, clean, and it is clean, don't get me wrong, but it needs to be a facelift. And we have to do that. And that was one of the number one things that I looked at is when I went through all of the buildings. And then also, I don't know if you know, but you need to be praying about Progreso. And the reason I say that is Rudy and Anna, when I had a meeting with them, they just simply literally said, "You can take the orphanage. We're ready to retire. We want someone to take it." And I tell Steve and Carol, I go, "Listen, how can we walk away from an opportunity that God maybe, is he opening the door?" I mean, what I say, no, we don't really care about kids. Come on. It's already ready to build the second floor. I looked at it. The steel is all, it's right there. Man, who knows what God could do if we start praying and believing, because God is always expanding. We're not regressing. We're moving forward constantly. And not only that, I believe that probably Steve and Carol, when they spend a month down there, because we've been talking about this for a lengthy period of time, we're going to have on-the-ground missionary directors and a brand new headquarters right there in Mexico, and where our team can go there. But plus where Steve and Carol can reach out to the people and have Bible studies and love them. And do you follow what I'm saying? This is a new day and a new time for the work we're doing in Mexico. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to take up an offering. Now listen to me. I'm asking you, if you're visiting, listen, I never ask the church for money, but I do ask for the children on the third Sunday, Love Never Fails Sunday. I'm begging you in their name to give, to help them. See, you give them a home. You feed them. You clothe them. Their bellies are full and they're being loved. And there can be more children that are loved. There's nothing worse than a homeless child. I don't know if they put that picture up. You see that picture right there? This right here I took when I did my reconnaissance all those years ago, about after we got kicked out of Kenya. And I went into Mexico. Juan Carlos Garza, my interpreter, who is a good dear friend of mine. We drove all through Mexico in that area praying and seeking God's will about this area. And when I saw that young girl in the condition that she was living in, it literally, I wept right there in the car. You know, we are so blessed. And look what God has done for us. Look, I mean, we're getting ready to build a brand new youth facility. We're going to have a chapel expansion. You know, I mean, we're blessed in all that we do. God has blessed this place. Like, I can't believe it. But these children need us. And that's why I'm asking you to give. And I'm asking you to give generously. You remember when Jesus, you know, there when he judges the nations, he's going to say, and he says, oh, you know, you gave me drink. You visited me when I was hungry. You fed me. When I was in prison, you came to visit me. And when I needed a drink, you gave it to me. And they're going to say, when in the world did we do that? And Jesus is going to say, you know what? When you did it unto the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. That's what you're doing when you give. The foundational scripture of Love Never Fails International and has supported this work now since 2004 is Proverbs 19:7. He who hath pity on the poor. Pity, that word doesn't mean to feel sorry for. It means to see it and say, I'm going to help. He who hath pity upon the poor lends to God. Can you believe that? And God will give back what you have given. There's not a greater investment, because God cares for the poor. He cares for those that are suffering. And he does so through his church. And that's what we're going to do. You know, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28:27, it said, he who gives to the poor will not lack. Isn't that a great scripture? So when you give, I want to tell you this morning that you're not going to lack. You're going to say, well, I'm going to let go of that $1. Don't. And I'm going to suffer for it. No, you're not. You're not going to lack at all, guys. Let's come forward. And is there everybody? And Steve used that word dig. That's what I'm using now. God is good. Amen. You know, the Bible tells us that he who oppresses the poor reproaches his maker. I love this. God says, but he who honors him, meaning God, has mercy on the needy. That's what we're doing. We're having mercy on the needy. What a glorious thing it is to do what you're doing this morning. And I pray that the Lord bless you richly as you give. You know, when the children were being, Jeff Hoard, you know, had given a message to every one of the children, and Steve gave them to Pastor Luna, and Pastor Luna read it to all the children. There were two, that day that Steve Carroll and I arrived, there were two new children, brother and sister, beautiful little kids, that had just come to the orphanage. And they didn't have, of course, Jeff didn't know they were coming, but they didn't have any. They just sat there. And it just started breaking my heart because all the other kids were being ministered to. You follow what I mean? So I went over and I said, Pastor Luna, may I have the piece of paper that you were reading from? And he handed it to me. And on the back, it was just, of course, a blank piece of paper. There was nothing there. And I asked Steve and Carol, I handed it to him. I said, would you go over to that little boy and little girl because they feel left out and say to them that you see this empty page. God is now getting to write your brand new beginning and your brand new future on this page. You should have seen the look on their faces. What a glorious day that was. You are changing children's lives, and that's what we do. Amen. Father, we thank you. We praise you for this wonderful Mission Sunday, Lord. There's nothing and no one like you, Lord. I'm thankful for this wonderful church. They are the great supporters, Lord. They're so faithful in their giving. I ask you to bless them now and prosper them, for we are indeed having pity upon the poor. We're lending unto you, Father, and you promised you'd pay back what was given. Thank you, Lord, because that's what keeps Love Never Fails International, the mission teams, the children. That's what keeps us going. There's no one like you. You are faithful to all generations, and we love you and give you praise in Jesus' name. And the church says, amen. Let's thank the Lord one more time, shall we? Let's stand to our feet. We're going to close out with a song, as always.